This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 10 years ago, not too many people knew who Tory Burch was. Then she opened a store in Manhattan and a website to go with it. And now she is Tory Burch, fashion brand name with a capital B, clothes and shoes and jewelry. Today, there are more than 125 retail stores and a parallel foundation. And now a spiffy new coffee table book called Tory Burch in Color. Tory, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Orange is your favorite color.
One of them, for sure.
One of them? Come on. No, it's the first one in the book. Come on.
It is my favorite color, but I have some others. But orange is my favorite color. Happy color.
This is, it's an impactful book visually, right? There's all kinds of good stuff in here. And I guess the question is, in a way, it's almost like the Pinterest of coffee table books, right? You took all the stuff that you like and you slapped it in this book.
Well, thank you.
Is that true?
I do love Pinterest. So, you know, we weren't looking at Pinterest when we thought about the book, but we thought it would be interesting to bring our blog to life in a book form. The book I wanted to do was about 7 years ago, and it was on entrepreneurship and women in business, and met with many publishers, and they didn't have an interest. They said women in business books don't sell. So we started working.
They actually said that to you?
They said that. It was before all these women in business books have come out. And so I didn't want to do a typical fashion book. I wanted to do a book where we would give people a window into our world and what inspires us.
You guys started digitally early on, right? You opened the website and the digital side of your house at the same time, in essence, that you opened the brick and mortar side, right? And now here you are in a world of social media, in a book that you took favorably, a comparison to Pinterest with. Does social media change your outlook on how you do fashion?
It does. When we started the business, we had very little budget, so we had to be very crafty in how we could build the business. Social media was a big part of that, and that's why we launched e-commerce in tandem with our first store. We looked at it as another place to speak to our customer. It was another outlet for sales, but it was also a way that we could engage and have customer engagement and be a form of advertising.
Did you have the ambition then that would get you to this point, do you think?
So in retrospect, yes. I hear myself sometimes and I'm a little embarrassed by saying I want to build a global lifestyle brand so that I could start a foundation. And if I knew what it would take, I would never have said that because I didn't know what it would take. And 10 years later, that's what we've done. But it's been a tremendous pleasure, but a lot of hard work.
Tell me about the foundation then. I mean, what you guys are trying to do and what motivates you in that?
So when I went to raise money for the company initially, I said, you know, I wanted to start this foundation. And I was told never to talk about business and social responsibility in the same sentence. And I would say I went
That's
the opposite
amazing,
of that.
Right?
It is amazing in retrospect, but I knew it'd be about women and children. After doing some research, we thought, well, we did a startup that could really be helpful for other women entrepreneurs. And that's what the genesis was. So we support women entrepreneurs through low cost capital, through entrepreneurial education and mentorship.
Is it about being openly ambitious?
I think I've learned to embrace the word ambition over time. 10 years ago, our first article, a good friend of mine called and she said it was a great article, but you shied away from the word ambition.
Yeah.
And over the last 10 years, I've learned to embrace ambition, and I'm trying to get other women to do the same if they want to.
Right. Well, I'm right. I was in an interview the other day with a woman who is almost literally a rocket scientist. And we were talking about a bunch of rocket science stuff. And then somebody who was watching that interview accused me of mansplaining to her. And I mentioned that for this reason. Do you find it still to this day, even after all you have done, that men mansplain your business to you?
So, of course, the other night I was at an event, not the other night, a few months ago, and I was introduced as a female CEO. And I
Make
got
you crazy?
Well, I just thought it was funny. I got up and I started laughing and I said, you know, I've never heard a man being introduced as a male CEO. And so that's got to change.
What is left for you to do? I mean, you're huge, right? What is left for you to do but to become that worldwide brand that you want to be?
For us, we're just beginning. We will be launching sport next year, which is a whole new world.
Wow.
With one freestanding store and e-commerce as well. As you know, we just launched watches.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, just building the businesses that we have and building our footprint carefully, strategically, and slowly. I think restraint is a word we've always used for the last 10 years, and we'll continue to.
Tory Burch of the company with the same name, the brand of the same name, and the book called In Color. Tori, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.